Temaport is to benefit from a $1.5 billion expansion project. This will be financed through a public-private partnership with the Ghana Ports and Harbours Authority, Meridian Port Services, APM Terminals and Bolloré Africa Logistics. An MOU to that effect has been signed in Accra. The expansion works will, among others, include a three-lane highway to replace the current Accra-Tema motorway. President John Mahama, who witnessed the signing, said government will create the enabling environment for the project to proceed quickly. When completed, it will ease traffic at the port and ensure efficiency in cargo clearance. President Mahama announced that government is in talks with the Indian government for an 80-kilometer railway line from Tema to Akonsombo.
Our ports in West Africa are in competition with each other because of not only our own internal traffic, but also because of the traffic of landlocked countries. And so the more efficient our port is, the more traffic it will attract and the more jobs it will create within our economy. Tema port has been constrained for a long time, and many people have complained about the congestion at Tema port. And so it's been one of the priority projects that this government has put before it to execute in order that we ease the congestion and improve the efficiency so that the shipping lines will feel more comfortable discharging their cargo here in Tema than in any other ports on the west coast of Africa. So the announcement of this $1.5 billion investment, which probably is the single largest investment in any port on this side of Africa, is very significant. And the speed with which this construction is going to be done is also very impressive, and I appreciate it very much. I think that the addition of the road is very significant because Tema and Accra are becoming twin towns, growing closer together and moving cargo along the Trans-West African Highway, which comes through Aflawo and cuts through Tema and Accra all the way to Elubo. And then also with the construction of the Eastern Corridor through Volta region to the eastern part of Northern region into Burkina Faso and Northern Togo, and the Central Corridor that splits off through Achimota, Ofankor, through Kumasi to Tamale and Paga. It makes the motorway and the interchange there very important because, as you said, if we achieve a huge expansion of Tema Port and we have a constraint of the roads leading to the port, then we would virtually have done nothing. I'm also happy about the addition of a railway terminal to be able to handle railway cargo because, as I speak, we are also in discussion for public-private partnerships to establish the Eastern Corridor railway line, which would take traffic from Tema through Sawam and all the way to Kumasi, and probably further from Kumasi northwards towards Hamile. We're also in discussion with the Indian government for an 80-kilometer railway line from Tema to Akosombo to use the lake to push container traffic up to Bwipe so that Burkina Faso and Niger can pick up their cargo from there rather than coming all the way to Tema to pick the cargo.